Today is Deng Xiaoping's 92nd birthday. Many of China's state-run newspapers marked the event with front-page tributes, something they failed to do last year. Deng has done nothing different over the past 12 months to warrant the attention. In fact, he has held no political post since 1993. The man who was the center of Chinese authority for 15 years has been absent from public life since 1994. Even then, he appeared frail. Today's media tributes were like those that come when it's clear somebody isn't going to be around much longer. And as Deng passes into the political twilight, China's current leadership is busy trying to shape a vision for the post-Deng era. NPR's Mary Kay Magstad has a report.
August in Beijing is hot and humid, a perfect time for anyone with the means to get out and go to the beach. For most of this month, China's senior leaders have been off on their annual summer break to the seaside resort of Beidaihe. Deng Xiaoping used to go on these retreats as well, but these days he's so ill, reportedly with advanced stages of Parkinson's disease, that he isn't even seen in public, much less at the beach. Actually, these timeouts have always tended to be more serious talking than vacation. It is at these retreats each year that policy differences get thrashed out privately among comrades so a consensus can be declared in public. This year, the retreat at Beidaihe has been extended by a week, reflecting that this year's agenda has been even more meaty than usual. Besides including such issues as economic disparity, it also is said to have included a discussion on how the leadership itself could be restructured. More specifically, diplomats say President Jiang Zemin has proposed reviving the title of chairman, as in Chairman Mao Zedong, the founder of the People's Republic of China, for himself.
He very much wants to follow in the footsteps of Deng, of Mao, that he wants to be uncontested.
Tai Ming-chung is a Hong Kong-based specialist on Chinese political and military issues. He says that Jiang, after sharing power for 7 years in a collective leadership, now wants the glory and the power of being supreme leader. Other senior party members are urging that a balance be maintained, in which reformers and conservatives all have a say. Tai says moderates within the Communist Party are concerned that if Jiang does consolidate his own power, he might have less patience for dissenting views within the party.
Elite politics has always been ones of balance. I mean, even when Deng was around, he had to balance his power with different factions. And so what Jiang is trying to do now is that despite his efforts of trying to rule in a collective leadership, he is increasingly trying to encroach and expand his areas of responsibilities and authority.
If Jiang were to become party chairman, he is said to be considering the idea of creating two new posts of vice chairman. These would go to current conservative premier Li Peng, whose term officially ends in a year and a half, and Chao Shur, the more moderate current chairman of the National People's Congress. Some diplomats and other analysts in Beijing say this is not the makings of a leadership struggle that will only heat up after Deng's death. They say the leadership transition is basically over, and what's happening now is just adjusting within a collective leadership structure. Other analysts aren't so sure. Anne Thurston is a China specialist who has written extensively about Chairman Mao.
If the death of Mao is any indication, you know, it's not over until it's over. I mean, I think that succession is always has to be a crisis in a country ruled by a Communist Party. And whatever may be in place, I just don't think can be permanent until sometime after the death of Deng and until things do get straightened out.
Meanwhile, Jiang has continued to try to expand his authority, in part by making sure China's 3 million-strong military is on his side. Tai Ming-chung says that during Jiang's 6 years as chairman of the Central Military Commission, he's been relatively successful.
There has been a significant shift in loyalties and authority increasingly away from Deng and his supporters to Jiang Zemin.
But Tai says this isn't the unqualified support of the military that both Mao and Deng enjoyed. It's a pragmatic relationship. As long as Jiang has the political power to secure higher defense budgets and give military leaders a bigger say on issues that are important to them, they'll support him. If Jiang starts to lose political power, they may look elsewhere. To avoid that scenario, Jiang's strategy has been to keep things as stable as possible, avoiding any extremes that could cause a backlash. If he and other senior leaders stay that course, Deng's eventual passing may not spark the chaos that some fear, just a certain amount of retrenching. I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.